We're going to continue on talking about muscle performance. And in your lecture outline, it talks about two major types of skeletal muscle fibers. But I want to point out that there's really at least three different types. There's an intermediate type that's kind of intermediate between the two types that we're going to discuss. And if you take a look in your textbook, there is a table called Properties of Skeletal Muscle Fiber Types, which talks about slow twitch muscles, intermediate twitch muscles, and fast twitch muscles. There's also some photographs of some microscope views of fast versus slow twitch fibers. So those could be of help to you as we're going through this material. I just want to talk about, I'm really just going to talk about the two major types and then keep in mind that there's also the intermediate between these. And everybody is born with both types of muscle type muscle fibers. Certain parts of your body are more prone to certain types of muscle, and we'll talk about why that is and which types are found where. But you do find that there are differences between individuals in terms of whether they have a predominance of slow twitch muscles or a predominance of fast twitch muscles. And we'll talk about how those are different and how you might recognize somebody who has a predominance of one or the other, or somebody who's got more of the intermediate. We're going to start with the slow twitch muscles. And these tend to be, I think in parentheses it says red next to slow twitch in your lecture outline. If it doesn't, you can go ahead and add that in. And I'm going to be talking about chickens while we're talking about this, as well as humans. Because most people have eaten chicken at some point in their life, and you're aware that there's dark meat and there's white meat, and that the dark meat is going to be found in the legs of the chicken, and the white meat is found in the breast of the chicken. So we'll talk about why the meat has different colors. And actually the same would be true looking at the muscle fibers in a human as well, although obviously we're not going to do that. So slow twitch muscles take about 3 times longer to contract than fast twitch muscles, so hence the name slow twitch. So the process of an action potential arriving at a muscle fiber, triggering a new action potential in the sarcolemma, and that moving down the T-tubules, that whole process that we talked about with a muscle twitch takes 3 times longer in the slow twitch muscles than it does in the fast twitch muscles. But what the slow twitch muscles have is they have a huge capillary supply so that they're well supplied with oxygen. And what I want you to think about when you're thinking about slow twitch muscles are marathon runners. These are aerobic muscles. They're going to go for the long, long haul. So huge supply of capillaries that supply oxygen to the muscle fibers. And the capillaries are part of the reason that the meat or the muscle itself is going to appear a little darker. But they also contain a red pigment called myoglobin. And myoglobin is a type of molecule. It's kind of closely related to hemoglobin. You might have noticed it sounds similar. Myoglobin has the ability to basically store oxygen. So it can hold on to and keep some oxygen available for these muscles, even when there's not a lot coming in otherwise. These muscles tend to contract for extended periods of time, so they're good at contracting for a long time. These are the endurance kinds of muscles. And they're good for aerobic activities, as I said, endurance. They tend to be small muscles. If you think about a marathon runner, these are not bulky, muscled people. You can't imagine, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger running Grandma's Marathon. He's too bulky for that. So these tend to be rather small in diameter. So people who have a lot of slow twitch muscles tend to be, rather slender. I guess what we would call wiry would be a way we describe them. Fast twitch muscles, on the other hand, are going to be, they contract much faster, obviously, in 0.01 second after stimulation, so very, very quickly. These muscles tend to be larger in diameter, so they tend to bulk up more quickly. They have large glycogen reserves, so huge reserves of glycogen. And these are muscles that can handle anaerobic
short bursts of activity. So they can function in sprinting situations or power, wherever good, strong, powerful contractions are needed. And so they have the power and they have the speed. But the problem, of course, with these fast twitch muscles is that they fatigue quickly. So think of them as more sprinting muscles. In the chicken, these are going to be the breast muscles that would appear as the white meat. So whereas the slow twitch muscles are going to be the dark meat that you would find in the leg of the chicken. So what I want you to think about with these, again, is the fast twitch muscles are going to tend to be more bulky. So these are people who are probably going to do really well at the gym in terms of bulking up. If any of you have ever seen or eaten duck or goose, you probably noticed that the breast in a duck or a goose is not white meat. It's actually dark meat, just like the legs are. And if you think about how a chicken moves around as opposed to how a goose or a duck might move around, this might make sense to you. The slow twitch muscle is in the legs. It's kind of an endurance muscle, so walking around just as a chicken would do. By the way, our muscles in the backs of our calves, for example, the gastric nemius tends to be a slow twitch muscle for everybody, real endurance kind of muscle. Whereas fast twitch, the white meat, is going to be in the breast of the chicken. If you think about if you startle a chicken, they quickly fly, but they just fly a very short, furious burst of activity. They'll fly a short distance, not very far. So that would be the fast twitch muscles. But think about a goose or a duck. Their breast, and by the way, I forgot to mention, the breast meat is part of the pectoral muscle, which is the flight muscle, allows the bird to fly. So chickens don't fly very far. They just have short little bursts of activity. They have white meat in the breast. A goose or a duck, on the other hand, migrates many, many, many miles and using their pectoral muscles for flight. And so they need to have those nice, dark, slow twitch muscles in the breast so that they can have that endurance with that muscle so they can go long, long distances. Final things about slow and fast twitch muscles. I mentioned that the muscles of the calf tend to be slow twitch to allow for endurance. Fast twitch muscles are found, for example, in the hands. You have mostly fast twitch muscles there. And a lot of the muscles of the face, especially around the eyes, are going to be fast twitch muscles. When you're thinking about intermediate muscles, those are going to be, you're going to have characteristics in between the two that we've talked about today, slow twitch and fast twitch.